Pastor Tim Bowling for our first sermon here. I'd like to say a word of prayer to start. Dear Heavenly Father, this church has prayed long and hard for a youth pastor. By faith, we prayed and you have granted our wish. My prayer is that this church will continue to pray for Tim and Pastor Larry to continue their presence with us, to be led by the Spirit. I just ask you, Lord, to touch Pastor Tim's mouth. May the words that he speaks touch our hearts, and may we all leave this sanctuary changed people. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I just want to share with you all. Before I do that, there's just something that's been on my heart. And where's Bill at? Did he take off on me? Oh, there he is. He's hiding. Get ready with that first song that you did, the surrender song, if you'll be ready with that. God speaks in a lot of different places. And this isn't really in my notes, but I just want to share this. And one of the things is, and one of the ways that he speaks to me is, I'm a shower disciple. I get in the shower and I begin to listen to what he has to say. So I'm in the shower yesterday and I'm just kind of praying and kind of just believing God and trying to use some soap in the process. But I'm in the shower and God speaks to me and he says these words and he says them so clear. He says, Judah prepares the field. Praise prepares the field. Worship prepares the field. And one of the things that we have to understand is as we begin to go into this time of meditation of the Word, it is all possible because our field, the field of our heart, has been prepared by the worship that we have come into. Do you know how hard it is to plant a seed in hard soil? It's pretty difficult, isn't it? Do we have any farmers in here? Surely, this is Penn Argyle. We've got to have a farmer or two. Come on. Okay, well, anyway. But it's hard to plant a seed in solid ground, in ground that hasn't been plowed, in ground that hasn't been turned. And what you and I have to understand is as we come into worship, as we hear His Word, as Lenny shares the Word of the Lord, it is by the Word, it is by the worship, it is by us placing ourselves in a place where God can speak to us that we are able to receive all that He has for us. All that He has for us. Today I'd like to speak to you about when God speaks. When God speaks. And you know, when God speaks, it is our response to respond to Him, and that response to Him requires faith. It requires faith. One of the things that, you can flip the slide there, one of the things that irks me more than anything else is I'm a fairly new dad. I've got a 6-year-old, and one of the things that irks me more than anything else, it's not just him, it's his mother too, so we're not going to go into that. But one of the things that irks me more than anything else is that when I say something, I just get this blank stare. Griffin? 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 Michelle, do you hear me? And it's just like they're staring off into space. It's like I'm not even saying anything. And I'm like, there could be something vitally important that I'm saying. I need nachos, whatever the case may be. But, I mean, I'm saying something that needs to be heard. And they're staring off into space. But you know, one of the things that you have to realize is oftentimes it's the same way with our relationship with God. He wants to get something across to us. He wants to get us in the process of understanding and hearing His voice and beginning to realize what it is that He has a plan and a purpose for us and what it is that He wants us to do. And we're just kind of off in our own little realm, in our own little place. But when God speaks, we need to respond. If you look at Moses and the burning bush, not only did the bush have to burn for no reason, but the bush wasn't able to be consumed. That's how it is oftentimes with you and I. We as believers, we get so caught up in what we believe the agenda of God should be. We get so caught up in what we feel like the Spirit of God is doing that we forget to listen to the voice of God and say, Lord, what is your will? What is your purpose? What is your plan? What is it that you've called me to do today? And in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, it says this, it says about the necessity of responding to God in faith. It tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. To have a trusting, believing relationship with God, to really place ourselves in the place that God wants us to be, we have to walk outside of our understanding. Did you hear that this morning? We have to walk outside of our understanding. We have to get beyond what makes sense between our ears. Because let me tell you something. Nothing has been accomplished. Nothing in the will of God, nothing in the purpose of God, nothing in the plan of God has been accomplished when you use solely what's between your ears. You have to take what's between your ears and add that with what the Spirit of God is doing, and that's when you get results. That's when things start to happen in your life. You can't intellectualize God. He can't be figured out. He can't be put in a box. You can't just say, God, here's your spot in my life. Because God is, the Word of God says that God is an all-consuming fire. And He will consume everything that he wants to consume in your life if you'll allow Him to. And trust me, you'll be blessed and blessed beyond your wildest imagination if you'll just begin to do that. But oftentimes, and you can go ahead and get that video, the video queued up. Oftentimes, we begin to kind of spooky spiritualize our relationship with God. One of the things that you'll learn the longer that I'm here is I'm a huge TV junkie, and X-Files is one of my TV shows. But one of the things that I wanted to show that clip for is because you just get the sense of everything is just, it's out there, but you really can't put your hands on it. You really can't tell what it's all about. And that's oftentimes how we approach a faith relationship with God. We get so wrapped up in the fact that, you are God, and I am me. And I will hear your voice, and you will lead me. Just like you led them out of the wilderness, you will lead me on my way. God just wants you to get in your car, turn on your radio, listen to some good Christian music, and tell the person in the next cubicle next to you that God loves them. Not everything in life is a super spooky spiritual experience. Now, God can do miraculous, amazing things in your life. But oftentimes, faith takes one step at a time. And until we're ready to get beyond saying God loves you to the person who we sit next to at work, that life might be messed up, who might really need the love of God, He's not going to send us on some major journey. Because we haven't learned the principles that this step requires the next step. And the next step requires the next step. And it's a process in our life. But the other aspect of it is God wants you and I to realize that He wants us to see Him as a Father. I love this slide. I found this slide. How many of you guys, when you think of God the Father, think of this? The God that loves the child no matter what. The God who says to the child, says to you and I, no matter what your shortcomings are, no matter what your problems are, no matter what it is that you're facing, I love you and I'm here for you and I want to work through you and do something in your life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, it says, we live by faith and not by sight. The process of living for God, the process of doing the work of God, the process of understanding how to walk in faith is not a process that you can see with your natural eyes. See, we have to get beyond this concept that faith is something that we can put in a box. Just like you can't put God in a box, you can't put faith in a box. Just like you can't put joy in a box, you can't put faith in a box. Just like you can't put the experiences that have made you into the person that you are today into a box, you cannot put what God wants to do in your life into a box. He can't be departmentalized. That's the word I'm looking for. He can't be departmentalized. But it's about trust. Trust in our relationship. Trust in a relationship with a God who wants to bless you and I. There's another video clip, and here again, you have to understand something about this next video clip. I've seen this movie 38 times. Yes, it is Star Wars. Let us watch with reverence.
Tricks and nonsense.
I suggest you try it again, Luke. This time, let go your conscious self and act on instinct.
With the blast shield down, I can't even see. How am I supposed to fight?
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them.
Your eyes can deceive you. Don't trust them. You have to walk, not by sight, but by faith. When God has called you and I to do something, we have to walk out, not by what we see, but what we know in our heart. And how are we going to know what is in our... How are we going to know what's in the center of God's will, in the center of God's heart, if you and I never take the time to read His Word? Take the time to embrace the presence of God. Take the time to worship God. Take the time to fellowship with God. How are we going to know? That's why faith is so scary to most of us, because we're not doing what it takes to understand what He wants. It's like getting on a telephone and you're supposed to... Yeah, this is good. It's like getting on a telephone talking to somebody about how to shoot off a rocket and how to prepare the fuel and mix everything and do all the different components that are necessary to do, and you get that information in 30 seconds. Are you really going to know how to do that process? Are you really going to know what it takes to get that rocket off the ground in just a 30-second conversation? No. You have to go step by step. You have to take time. For most of us, we have to utilize our relationship with God so that we can understand fully what it is that He would have for us to do. See, it's not like a roadmap. It's not like a roadmap that has everything laid out. God, wouldn't it be great if God just gave it all to us? Boom, we're a Christian. Boom, we know how to walk in faith. Boom, we know how to have success in life. Boom, we know how to have peace and joy. Boom, we know how to just share the gospel and millions of people get saved. Boom, we know how just to have the presence of God in every aspect of our life. Wouldn't that just be wonderful? He doesn't operate like that. He tells you and I that as we walk out in our relationship with God, as we walk out in our times of trouble, as we walk out through the process that He has before us, that He'll reveal Himself. And He'll reveal Himself in a real and a mighty way. And my prayer for you and I in through this period of time, and this goes back to what Pastor Larry was talking about when he was talking about how to respond to the Holy Spirit. My prayer is that you and I will begin to realize and understand how to respond to God as He speaks to us. But I don't want you to get me wrong. It's not a blind journey. It's kind of like radar. You can't see it with a visual eye, but the evidence of it is there. Just like radar tunes into the frequencies to plot an object, it is our responsibility to tune into the frequency that God is on, that God is broadcasting on, so that we can find the path and realize the journey that God has for us to walk in faith. But there are two aspects of this. And we've been talking a lot about faith, the good side of the relationship with God, the good side of what it means to walk in faith and everything else. But do you know, with every promise of God, there's a challenge that comes up in our life. And that challenge is doubt. How do we walk in faith and not walk in doubt? How do we experience all that God has for you and I without getting wrapped up in the roots of doubt? You can go on to the next slide. Doubt will try to choke out every aspect of faith. Just like this picture shows the roots of this tree growing over a big rock, doubt will try to suffocate the faith that you and I are trying to develop in our life. But when you stand in the gap, when you know what the Word of God says, when you know what the Spirit of God is speaking, when you understand what His presence is telling us to do on a daily basis, doubt doesn't have the stronghold that it once has. Yes, it'll always be there. Yes, we'll always be questioning. We're in a fallen world, and sometimes we question if we're hearing the voice of God correctly. But do you know what? Just like Peter, as he steps out of the boat, if you and I will continue to step out of the boat time and time again, if you and I will begin to put our faith into action time and time again, the voice of doubt will get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And the voice of faith will get louder and louder and louder and louder. To the victorious Christian, the walk of faith is nothing more than, God, where do you want me to go? Over here! Over here! Over here! The voice is that loud. Because they've done what is necessary. They've utilized the tools that they have to hear His voice. And to hear His voice in the way that God wants His voice to be heard. With a clarity of mind. In Deuteronomy, you can go ahead and switch the slide. In Deuteronomy, it talks about a prophet. And it talks about what the responsibility of a prophet was. And a prophet, if a prophet spoke something that wasn't in the will of God, if a prophet spoke something that God didn't particularly command him, not just a good thing, but the specific thing that God had commanded him to speak, his penalty was death. His penalty was death. Aren't you glad that we don't live under the old covenant? That we don't follow after the fact that if we miss God, our penalty is death? Isn't that an assurance of His grace, an assurance of His mercy, an assurance of His love for us? But what you have to understand is just like that situation. If you and I get so wrapped up in what we believe God's will is, not what He's saying, but what in our little mind the box should be about how our faith journey should be. And if you and I get so wrapped up in what circumstances are telling us to do, and if you and I get so wrapped up in trying to live up to the status quo that everybody else that's a Christian has dealt with it this way, so then I guess I'm supposed to deal with it this way. What happens is we spiritually slowly die in our relationship with God because we're not hearing the Rhema word, we're not hearing the living word, we're not experiencing what God has for you and I to experience. Young people, and see, I did it again because I'm used to speaking to kids. Young people, but people, God wants the best for you. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Does it say anywhere in that passage of Scripture that He wants to bring doom and gloom in your life? Does it say anywhere in that passage of Scripture that He wants you to fail and fall on your face and He wants you to lose everything that you have? No. It says that I want you to prosper. Later on in the Gospel, it says, I want you to prosper even as your soul prospers. Even as your soul prospers. In John 14, verse 12, "Thank you. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father." When He left here, when He died on the cross, went into the presence of God, sat down at the right hand of the Father, He is interceding for you and I. He is interceding for our needs. He is interceding for the things that we come across in life, but He is also interceding so that you and I might live the abundant life. So that you and I might live in accordance with what God has for us to live. And for the way that God has for us to live. The thing you have to understand is that it's His plan, His purpose, His desire. Next slide. For us to live limitlessly. What is the potential of our faith? What does God have in store for you and me? What work does He have for you and me if we'll just trust in Him? The answer to that is that it's limitless. What God wants to do in your life, in the town that we live in the job that you have, with the people you come in contact with, is limitless. As long as you'll press in, get out of the boat, and trust Him. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 and 21, it says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." When you and I allow ourselves to press in and take God at face value and believe what His Word is saying about our relationship with Him, anything is possible. I had a picture of me in tights, but I thought that would scare y'all. Anything is possible. How much faith does it require to do the work of God? How much faith does it require to do what humanly seems impossible? The exact amount of faith that you and I have, if we'll just press in and trust in Him. As we close today, as we close our time today, I want to ask you a few questions. Because one of the things you have to understand is it is by faith and through faith that we begin to understand that faith is a vital relationship, that faith is vitally important in our relationship with Christ. What's the Word of God say? It is by faith we were saved. It is by faith we are justified. It is by faith that one day we know that we will see the return of our Messiah. But what is faith doing in your life today? What is faith doing in your life today? How has faith changed your life? How is faith evident in your life? How is faith growing in your life? You see, today we have the opportunity to renew our faith relationship with Jesus Christ. To lay it all down and to say, "God, here I am. In my lack of faith, in my lack of understanding, with my doubt and my unbelief, God, here I am. Come and fill me with your presence. That's the challenge that he has for you and I today. These altars, this altar is open. His presence is here. The hiding Bill is going to now play. And if the Spirit of the living God is speaking to you now, that today is the day that you need to renew your faith relationship with him, then I encourage you to come forward and to have a word of prayer. We've got people up here that want to pray with you. If you have other requests, please come forward as well. Let's turn to him now and worship him.